Hey, Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family. Welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today, we are talking about travel in aura color. But a little disclaimer, throw out any ideas you have about how you can't travel because of the money or the time obligations or the obligations in general. Today, let's live in a hypothetical bliss where you have unlimited resources. You do not have time obligations. You don't have other obligations that make it impossible for you to go exactly where you'd want to go in your number one travel fantasy. And why are we doing this? Because this is how you allow yourself to get to know yourself a little better. This is how you allow yourself to really understand your wants and your motivations. It's fun. It's a fun way to self-discover. A lot of times the world tells us not to do this. And so we'll be made to, well, I don't want to think about what I can't do because I'll be disappointed. No, actually, let's lean into that and use it as a tool to find out more about you and what really makes you passionate about things. So that's my disclaimer for this episode. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of traveling lately. That's why this episode has come about. And we talked a little bit about last week and, you know, the summer we spent a lot of time away. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. When you travel, there's like a lot of things. And the first thing that hit me square in the head was we were going to Seattle. That was our first destination. And I get on the plane. We get on the plane, Alaska Air. And I look around and everybody looks green, blue, or maybe green, indigo.
How can you
green
tell?
Green in their car. I don't know. It just... that's a great question because I'm looking around. I'm like, everybody's green.
Right.
Except for the girl that was sitting next to me. She was, I think, pink.
She was.
She was the one with the base.
Yes.
Yeah. So we talked about her last week. So she was definitely pink, but everyone else was green.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say this. I don't know if this is going to get me in trouble or not.
What's he going
to say? Probably will get me in trouble.
What's he going to say?
Just to soften the blow. Jumanji, Jumanji, Jumanji.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Put everyone in a good mood.
Oh,
Jumanji,
my God.
Jumanji.
I'm so anxious.
Okay. All right. You know, I think it's... The tell for me, okay, I know everyone's on suspense here, drum roll, it's the hair. I think it's something to do...
Expound.
With the... I don't even know. I mean...
Are you maybe, trying to say like green...
Yeah, help me out here. I don't want to get in trouble.
So green aura men and women, they don't care about their hair as much.
Yeah, mostly I think for the women. I think to tell a green woman, I'm looking hair.
Okay, so what you're saying is, is that green aura women, usually they're wearing their, it's clean and it's brushed, but that's the color it is. Like they're not, they don't go into the salon trying to change it. They'll go gray more naturally. They embrace their natural self. Also, they don't, a lot of times green auras in general don't put a lot of time into their appearance other than practicality and cleanliness and hygiene. Like other than that, it's like, this is what I look like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very uninteresting to them to try to change what they've been given biologically. Yeah. And that's great. And that's like why I feel like a lot of green auras, they like to put their focus in other areas, not always on their appearances. But that's their beauty. It's like their natural self shining through and their confidence and their self-acceptance about this is what... So what you're trying to say is like they have, this is my texture of my hair. This is what my hair looks like. I didn't color it. If they're older, indigos and blues are a little different about their hair. They have it... I'm so stereotyping here.
Yeah.
They have it done just in case. But 90s out of 10, it's up in a scrunchie anyhow.
Okay.
But it's ready to go. Like, it's ready for the most part, unless they're going through something. It's ready to go for the most part. Like, all right, I have a flipping dinner I got to go to. It's, you know, it's dyed, it's prepped, it's cut. But most of the time you wouldn't know because it's in the scrunchie.
Yeah.
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 If they're a woman. Yeah.
And it's so weird. Like, you would think like there'd be, like, we're going to Seattle. It's a major city.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, everyone look green. And then like, you know, like sometimes on their, like you sneak a peek on their laptops.
Oh,
and it's always
okay.
Like, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I kind of do these things.
Okay.
And you know, and you're always like doing something with weird numbers. Like some, like,
oh yeah, you were next to the pink and then you were next to the green.
Yeah.
She was the window seat.
Yeah,
you were
she
the
was
aisle.
Totally green. I'm like, I just was like trying to like, you know, side eye to see what she was working
on. Yeah, and her luggage was different too.
Yeah, and it looked like environmental something.
Of course.
Something green.
Yeah.
It really, yeah. So,
meanwhile, the red aura that they were sitting next to you.
Right.
You have your KYA podcast playing and you're like angling it towards them. You're always
do that.
You did. You were listening to our podcast while you were on the flight. Bree and I were laughing at you.
Well,
you were, and you had it like out on your little table with your coffee, and you were like angling it. You were in your Know Your Aura shirt.
I did have
like,
my Know Your Aura shirt.
You're like,
yeah.
Come on, ask me. You're like giving out our sponsor codes.
I was going to give out the sponsor
to the girl next to you.
I was going to give out the sponsor code.
So that's the red aura on the flight.
Yeah.
You know, for taking hits at other people.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we gotta go for you too.
Sure, fine. Anyway, but it's also weird on the flight home. Okay, so now we're going from Seattle to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't find a green there. I mean, it was like all South Florida purple. Everyone is...
It was weird.
Purple, a lot of purple, a lot of like a mishmash of color
looking. You're in the Seattle airport, if you've ever been there, it is so huge.
That's a big airport.
And then out of the corners, out of the shadows of the airport, at the gate for the Seattle to Fort Lauderdale direct flight... Come the South Florida Purples.
Yes.
Clutching their Dunkin' Donut coffee. It's like, I didn't even see a Dunkin' when I came through here. It's like, we found it. It's like, where?
Where'd you get that?
I don't even see it. Does Seattle even have a Dunkin' Donuts? But they all had Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like, where'd you even find that? And they're wearing their V-neck t-shirts.
Right. Flashy outfits.
They got their flashy sneakers or whatever.
Yep.
And they're coming out of the woodwork and there's drama. Like somebody's breaking up with a girlfriend in the middle of it or a boyfriend or something. And then you look at yourself and you're like, I am also the South Florida Purple.
Not the South Florida.
I too am the South Florida Purple as I look down at myself and my own flashy something.
Okay.
And
I am not
it's
the
a
South
moment.
Florida.
No. And I look over at my husband and he's holding a Dunkin'. I'm like,
I'm not holding a Dunkin'.
I'm like, oh my God.
I am not South Florida Purple.
He is the South Florida Purple.
No, the only one is Abby. She's the only one bored here. She's going to become the South Florida Purple.
We're wearing their Ron John shirts.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a different experience on the way back.
I mean, it can't just be Fort Lauderdale and Seattle. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, we haven't been to New York in a while, but I mean, that flight, what do you think? That's got to be like a red, purple flight.
When you get on the flight
to New York
from, especially like if you're going like Miami to New York.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden out of nowhere, everyone's like talking like Scott.
Right.
Like, get my bagel.
Everyone has a bagel.
Yeah.
Like everyone whips out their bagel.
Everyone's just
their
like
Starbucks. Whatever.
They're talking to each other, but it's yelling.
They're all yelling.
Yeah.
A lot of yelling going
on. It's a
lot
of like, can you hold my baby while I put my luggage up? There's a lot of like, oh, you trust me to hold your baby? Okay.
Right.
You know, like that kind of thing. Like a lot of, New York is very friendly, actually.
Definitely friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. They're friendly. I don't think they get the right vibe. Or the LA flight. Like if you're going from Fort Lauderdale to LA.
Well, then you think like then you're looking around like, is everyone here like a celebrity?
Like, are you famous?
You're looking at everyone like,
are you
they
famous?
Could be famous.
They all have like really big sunglasses. Like, oh my God, don't notice me. But they're not famous.
No,
it's just how
none of them are, but they're just all pretending to be.
They kind of got that. They got like a yellow purple vibe or whatever on that flight going. They like all their luggage matches.
Yeah.
And they look very fabulous and they're wearing like very clean lines.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe the Miami to New York flight, everyone's kind of more red and purple.
They're also all on those flights. You'll also get people so dressed down, like beyond dressed down, that you think that they have to be famous. Like,
yes, you're right.
Like they're so dressed down.
Like they're wearing rags.
Right, yeah, like just rags. Disgusting, you know, like.
No, that's you, because like now everybody thrifts, like all the young people.
Yeah.
That's how they dress.
Oh, okay.
And you don't understand it.
I don't get it.
You don't understand that the young people dress like thrifting.
Yeah,
and you're just like, did you peel that off a
dead
person?
This is going
off
topic, but we were at the mall going back to school shopping.
Oh my God.
Right after this, we'll go into the ad, but we were going
back to school shopping. That's an exciting segue for them.
The ad's about Stitch Fix, so they're much better. So here we go.
Okay.
So we go into this store. It's called Hollister. I don't know.
No.
Oh, yeah. PacSun.
Yeah.
PacSun. Hollister's the same.
PacSun's
so,
a different.
Same thing. I don't want to, whatever. And Bree picks out these sweatpants. Okay. Now, I call these sweatpants. Have I said this before? The Paulies.
I'm sure you have.
I think I did. I call them the Paulies.
Well, we've had this whole discussion.
Oh, we did. All right. I'll speed it up. But anyway, Paulie is in the movie Rocky. I don't know if anyone's a Rocky fan. He is the brother of Adrian.
Something. Oh, yeah, he's the brother.
And he's like a slob, you know, right. And he wears like a disgusting outfit. And they're selling sweatpants that have like stains on them. There's hair, cat hair. They are so disgusting that I call them the Paulies, meaning that before they put them on the shelf, Uncle Pauly wore them.
I have a theory. And then they have the nerve to charge like $40 for them. And you're absolutely right.
And everything else looks like that. Yeah.
My theory is everyone thrifts now. Like thrifting's the thing.
Okay.
But this is like an off topic. Turquoises, come with me on this topic. Here we go, turquoises. Help me out. Because instead of going to actually thrift and paying like a dollar for your sweatpants, you can go pay $40 because they're capitalizing off off that trend right now,
sure.
The fashion trend. But they're raking everyone over the coals. Like, please just go thrift.
Yeah, it'd be
better. It's cheaper.
Cheaper.
It looks the same.
Yeah. In fact, it looks better.
it might even look better because it's legit thrifted.
Yeah.
Just random. Yeah. And I just feel bad for the turquoises and
all right.
who are already thrifting and they know this. And okay. I feel you.
All right. Well, anyway.
Well, that was right. off topic.
Way off topic.
Off topic.
But this is perfect. It goes right into our
first sponsor,
Stitch Fix, that's good clothes.
I just went on a cruise and I'm just updating you guys because I told you I was going to ask my Stitch Fix personal stylist for a fix. And man, did she deliver. You can tell your Stitch Fix personal stylist anything. And she listens or he listens and they collaborate with you to get your perfect fit. Stitch Fix is the best way to discover new styles and brands just for you. You can think of Stitch Fix like your style partner. Your stylist will learn about your tastes and collaborate with you on looks that you will love. All you have to do is answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and your price range. And with your choices in mind and a wide range of sizes available from extra small to 3XL, they'll find your perfect fit. They've got you covered with over 1,000 brands and styles. And here's the deal. You get to try your pieces at home before you buy. Just keep what you love and send back the rest. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. There's no subscription required. Simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with regular seasonal fixes. You're in control. So try Stitch Fix today at stitchfix.com/KYA. And you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/KYA for 25% off today. stitchfix.com/KYA. What type of traveler are you in Aura Color? We're going to talk about this first. And then we're going to talk about different types of vacations and which Aura colors, which types of travelers gravitate towards them. But first, we want to talk about what type of traveler you are. And again, just a reminder, this is hypothetical. So we're going to allow ourselves to dream today. The 3D world tells us that we're not allowed to dream. It tells us that it's foolish or silly or it's not realistic. So today we're going to allow ourselves to dream because when you dream, you get to know yourself better. You get to know yourself better. Think of yourself as a kid. You went to space in the refrigerator box. You made a ship out of pillows on the floor of the living room. Okay, you went to all sorts of places in your mind and your imagination. And what did that do for you as a child? It gave you joy. It allowed you to know yourself. It allowed you to play and be imaginative. And it's okay to do that now, even though the world told you to stop, because the 3D world and its programming wants to keep you in a mental cage. And therefore, things like, well, I don't have the money to do that, or I don't have the time to do that, or I can't get off work, or I have too many obligations to do that. Those are things that are meant to make you stop thinking and trigger you, make you feel sad or insecure or disappointed. We're going to confront that today because it is also something else. If we can get past those ego triggers, which I have them too, what we're going to do is we're going to say, but what if? What if? And we're going to feel like kids again. We're going to think about it. All right. Maybe today you don't have the time or the money or the resources to go do what you want to do. But thinking about it anyhow is a freedom and it is a path to self-discovery. It allows you to think, who am I outside of the boxes they put me in? If I had unlimited resources and time and no obligations, what would I do? What would I do? And what does that say about me? What does that say about who I actually am as a soul energy? And so that is my goal with today's episode. So we're all living in a hypothetical fun fantasy. Let's do it like we did as kids. How fun is that? So that's my disclaimer. All right. So we're going to give 8 labels out here. 8 aura colors. What type of traveler are you? Credit goes to Dr. Shelby. Dr. Shelby, if you follow me on at Mystic Michaela or at Know Your Aura Pod, I sometimes put these circle graphics in my stories. And Dr. Shelby is the one that sends them to me. And she sent me types of travelers. And it was too cute and too accurate not to share on here. So credit goes to her, and I'll tag her when I put it up. But let's start with the first one. Okay. The adrenaline junkie. We're talking about red auras here. They are seeking out a vacation that has some element of competition in it. It's action-packed. It's practical. I mean, this might be some sort of a crazy road trip or an adventure vacation somewhere. This might be something where they are going on an adventure of their own design. They're competing with themselves. They're competing with other people. They want to go out there. Red Aura is on a vacation, like to feel like they did something new. All right, I never did that before. Now it's memorable. Even if it's I tried this food, or I went zip lining, or I actually tried to water ski or something. Like, they want to put themselves to the test. They usually like control. So they might be the ones maybe creating their own road trip plan or creating their own custom getaway that kind of hits all the things they want to do. Always physical activity with the red auras. They love to get active. They might even like to go somewhere where they can do competitions with other people. They're like-minded individuals, maybe tennis or who knows what they do. And that is fun for them. You could tell I'm not a red aura, yet I am married to one. So I understand this very well. I understand this very well. When they feel tired and dirty and sweaty and like, oh, they did it. Biggest smile on their face. Red auras love to feel like their body was physically challenged during a vacation. But then you have our wonderful yellow auras, which we are going to dub the sophisticates. The sophisticates are your yellow auras. They love to be curious about where they're traveling, detail-oriented, and they like something to be educational. They might take a cultural vacation to visit the culture of Rome, perhaps, or a wine tasting journey in the Napa Valley. They want to learn about it. They want to try it. They want to educate themselves. They want to immerse themselves in the culture. They're very much DIY with their vacation plans. Even if they work with somebody to organize it, they're extremely hands-on. They like every moment planned. They enjoy an itinerary. They like to know, oh, I read about this little place here and we can't miss this little place for coffee. And then afterwards, I hear that taking a walk along this river, and then this is the history of this place. So they really immerse themselves in not just the stories and the education of it, but also kind of the culture and the vibe of the place through their curiosity. Then we have your green auras, which we're going to call the naturalist. Naturalists, or your green auras, they're active, they're adventurous, and they like to be outdoors. Green auras usually aren't that concerned with accommodations. Usually, I would say they're more, you know, it depends on your green, though, of course, and what color they lean on. But usually, green auras are about what's the experience. And they like to educate themselves, too, on vacation. But it can be kind of more about the systematic or the global points of the place. So they might go to Alaska and they want to hear about the Tongass National Forest. I saw a lot about that when I was in Southeast Alaska. A lot of green auras interested in that. And the types of trees in a place and the type of flowers and how they might even be really interested in the economy. How does the economy of this place work? What's the business infrastructure like here? What kind of taxes they can get in depending on your green aura interests. They dive in to all sorts of nuances of where they're traveling. But I often see them more on the naturalist side. I mean, they're the ones with, they got their expensive cameras, and they're going out taking awesome pictures of the wildlife, and they're really into the birds and stuff like that. More than just, like, I am, for example, like, cool bird. They're like, that is a Sunuwich eagle. I don't know. I made that up. That's a totally made up word. And it is not native to this island. I don't know, whatever. So they like to know all that and then tell you. Then you have your memory makers. These are your blue auras, of course. They like to make memories on vacation. They're sentimental. They're always very family-centered. And their vacations are chill. They're relaxed. Big thing with the blue auras, it's like, let's all go together. So we all rent a cabin, or we all rent a cottage on the lake, or we're all going to this resort together. What I notice about blue auras, this is really funny. Blue aura men, blue aura women, they will cook on vacation. Like, some of us have to do it. That's me. And we don't want to, but we have to, because, you know, you got to feed people. But blue auras, it's like they like to. Which is that's a difference. Okay. If you actually like to feed people when you're on vacation, you might be a blue. Cause I notice this all the time. Blue aura moms, blue aura dads are grilling. Blue aura moms are like, here, I brought all the snacks for this picnic lake lunch. It's like, wow, how did these appear? It's like, I'm blue. That's how they appeared. I feed people. So blue auras love a memory. They like to include everybody. It's not just about the place you go to. It's about all the kids playing together and all the sisters getting together and the parents being there. They like to make sure everyone's comfortable, and a happy vacation for them is feeling everyone's satisfaction during the vacation, which is just so sweet. And it's just so inherently blue. Thank you, blues, for caring. You're so sweet. And they don't even mind going to the grocery store, and they bring stuff from home, and you're like, how did you even think of that? You know, that's why blues can get confused with yellows a little bit, because They both can be very organized. It's just the motivations to be organized are different. So yellows like to be organized. Like, it just gives them pleasure. Blues like to be organized because they like to feel everyone benefiting from what they did. So it's like the motivation is different. Mon podcast vous plaît? I am learning French with Babbel. Do you have travel plans this summer? Learn to speak like a local with Babbel, because with Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. Why Babbel? Because it works. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fool around with language apps that are kind of like games. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Now, I know Spanish, so learning French in this way has been really not only convenient, but the way that they give you these lessons, they're real life conversation skills. And you hear real native speakers, and they give you cultural points. And this is what I love about it. They give you these little cultural points that are extremely helpful and beneficial, especially if you're traveling. And that kind of stuff, it's priceless. And these are the things that will make you succeed on a vacation versus other apps that aren't going to give you that inside knowledge. Babbel also has this amazing speech recognition technology that helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. And that's been very good, especially because I want to make sure that I'm saying the words, not just reading them. So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. To get you started right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/aura. Get 55% off at babbel.com/aura, spelled babbel.com/aura. Rules and restrictions may apply. Purple auras are going to be called today the enthusiast travelers. They're enthusiast about what they choose to travel to. They're trendy, they're spontaneous, and they're creative. So they may, for example, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to see this person in concert, and they organize a whole trip around it, and they just go. It's fun, it's exciting, it's flashy. They find the place that everyone's buzzing about, and they go there. Hey, Vegas for the weekend, girls. Let's go. Girls' weekend in Vegas. Quick cruise to the Bahamas. Let's do it, you know. So they like to feel on the pulse point of things, too. I'll see people on social media who are little I don't know, they're not even travel influencers, they're just purple people, and they're like, hey, I tried the like this type of cruise, or I went on this type of vacation, or I went to this Airbnb that's known for this, you know, and they like to document it because it's trendy and it's fun and they want to tell you about it, and they actually will spend money and go do it, even though people might not care in 2 weeks about the place or the event or the whatever. So those are the ones that they're going for a specific purpose centered around something. And it's kind of like, screw it, let's just do it. You only live once kind of mentality. And they have a lot of fun when you go with them, obviously. But then you got the pink auras, who we're going to call the daydreamers. That is their travel label. They are fantasy driven, aesthetically pleasing places, and romantic. I mean, I will see pink auras book that 5-star sandals getaway, even if they're by themselves. They will go there and make it look like it is the most fabulous place you've never been to. And they're literally just really good at taking selfies in front of the right spots, and they're living their best life. And that's why a lot of pink auras tend to be travel influencers without even meaning to be, because they can make flipping anywhere look like amazing, because they just genuinely have a nice time wherever they go because they're pink. They just kind of sink into themselves and make the whole thing look like a fairy tale. And they're real good at just finding, they're naturally good at finding the aesthetic spots and places to take pictures of or to spend time in. They're just good at it. I don't know how. That is what makes them so fun. But yeah, they might be going to the all-inclusive resorts or kind of like the little places that you don't know about. They're kind of small little getaways, but islandy or romantic. Or normally you'd go there maybe with, if you were in love and you went as a couple, but they'll just go themselves, and that's fine too. And they tend to go places that you might think are more for a couple vibe, but they'll go themselves. That's another pink aura trait I've noticed. Turquoises, we're going to call them the soul searcher travelers. They're soul searchers. They are spiritual, community focused, immersive. Turquoises do not mind like camping with people. I know, right? Like they don't mind it. They're like, oh yeah, of course. I just met you. Let's share a double bed. Okay. Us indigos are like hyperventilating. We're like, yeah, but turquoises are like, yes, they get very comfortable very quick in places. You'll see them on kind of like the spiritual retreats. I mean, they'll go anywhere because they're very absorbent and they're really good at sharing. They're so good. Turquoises are great little sharers. They really are. And they like anything that's, yeah, community focused. So they might go on a kind of, I mean, I'll see them on a lot of the psychedelic kind of trips to go try the ayahuasca in Peru or something like that. Like they'll do all the cool little things that you didn't know existed and you're kind of scared to try, but they just went and did it and they came back alive. So you're like, okay, maybe that's not a scary vacation. Can they just kind of wing it? And they make a lot of friends because they are immersive people. They want to, getting to know people that they travel with and then they meet is part of their travel experience, kind of sharing that energy and also being in new environments, and gives them a lot of freedom to be them. I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. Turquoises are already used to feeling out of it, like out of the loop. They're used to living their lives kind of out of the loop. So they don't mind traveling. It's not a weird feeling. Like a lot of us, like when we travel, we're like, I don't know where anything is. I don't know who anybody is. I don't know how things work here. And we're kind of always feeling uncomfortable. Well, turquoises live in that all the time. So that when they go somewhere, it's like they're really adept at navigating it. And it just makes their transitions into new situations easier. And they're very friendly. Okay. Finally, we have indigos, who we are going to call the quiet queens. Okay. They are peaceful. They're slow living. They want kind of like a chill time, intimate adventures in places. They don't want the hustle bustle. They don't want a lot of moving around. My aunt, who's an indigo, she just came back from a trip not too long ago where they rented a place in 6 months in Portugal, and they just kind of like lived there. That is so, she's retired. So they are just so indigo. That, like, she's so indigo, it was just kind of like, let's just immerse, you know, let's immerse with this. It's chill. There probably wasn't, like, a ton of crazy times or whatever. That's like an indigo's dream. Let me be here without being rushed to do anything. Let me learn at my own pace. Let me experience it at my own pace. Let me take naps when I want to take a nap, go out when I want to go out. No pressure. There's no, you know, crazy hullabaloo going on all over the place. You know, sometimes when you go, for example, like on a cruise, there's like, oh, at 6 p.m. is game night and at 7 p.m. is a disco party and at 8, no, none of that. It's like when I want to go. So indigos crave quiet solitude time to really integrate into their space. The vibe for an indigo is very important. When they go somewhere, they want to feel the vibe, get acclimated to it, match it. And I have to give blues this prop for a second. They will adapt to their partners or friends' dreams in terms of travel more than I would say other aura colors. Purples maybe, I don't know. But I would say the indigos and the blues are probably the best at being like, okay, you know, hey, red, you want to go on your adrenaline junkie vacation? Okay, I'll try it. Hey, yellows, you want to go on your cultural vacation? Okay, let's go. You can plan it. You know, that's why blues and indigos do great with greens, because they're on their bird watching cruise through the Galapagos, and they're an indigo or blue would be like, oh, this is one. Okay, cool. You know, that sounds fine. So, you know, if they have purple friends, the indigo blue would be like, yeah, they're like, great. Like, yeah, let's go. All right, why not? The pink auras usually go places alone, but they definitely show up for them. The turquoises, yeah, come on with me. Okay, so they're very flexible, because I would say indigos and blues, in terms of being a traveler, they can adopt other, you know, you can feel other people's feelings as your own very strongly. So if other people are having a great time, you can kind of coast off that. Even if it's not perfect for you, if it's perfect for somebody else, that can give you a lot of happy feelings. But another thing to think of today is how you take on maybe people in your life and their travel wants and their travel likes and dislikes, and they're not actually yours. So if you're blue and indigo, think about that too, because you are the two categories that cannot know yourself the easiest. So you have to say, like, actually, you know, for indigos, when I go somewhere, I just want to go in a cabin with no noise and I read my book all day. And that's fun for me. And I'm not, and you can take from other people like, oh, you're boring, or oh, that's not how you go on vacation, or that's not how you do it. But for you, maybe that is how you go on vacation. Maybe that is what you want to do. Maybe that's exactly how you enjoy yourself the best. You don't have to go do a million things in a day to feel like you got the most out of your vacation. Maybe that is a vacation for you. Even if you could do that at home, you doing that somewhere else does it for you. So I want you to kind of think about that too. Like what you'll put up with and what you'll do anyhow, and it can still be enjoyable, but what's not you. So think about that as we talk about coming up. The next part we're going to talk about is the types of vacations that exist. And Scott and I are going to discuss how each aura color can like or dislike each types of vacations, and there's six of them. Summer's here. You're showing more skin. Time to take your body care routine to the next level with Osea. Osea is offering a rare opportunity to try their best sellers body care set at a reduced price. I mean, this is their TikTok famous Undaria Algae Body Oil, their Undaria Algae Body Butter, plus their anti-aging body balm, and the Salts of the Earth Body Scrub. Let me tell you, they come in these great little TSA approved sized containers, because I took them with me on vacation. And you know, this stuff's got to be good if I packed it and lugged it across the country with me, because I cannot at this point envision going anywhere without my Osea Bestsellers body care set. It makes me look and feel glowy, confident, and just overall good. The set has a value of $78, but right now you can get it for only $52 at OseaMalibu.com. That's an incredible 33% savings. And as a special treat for our listeners, you'll get an additional 10% off when you use our code. So this summer, get glowing, healthy skin with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. And don't miss this rare opportunity to try Osea's Bestsellers body care set for 33% off and 10% off your first order site-wide with code KYA at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu, OseaMalibu.com, and use code KYA for 10% off. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so according to localadventure.com, there are 6 types of vacations people take.
Okay.
So why don't you take us to the first vacation?
All right, so basically what we're going to do, we're going to go through these 6, and we're going to see if our colors match. If we think this would be a good fit for us, based on our colors or who we are, and then at home you're going to do the same as well, see if this would be your match.
Yeah, see
your
if
match.
This sounds like something you want to do.
All right, and then we'll kind of see which colors we think might match us the best.
Exactly.
Okay. Based on our thoughts. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so the first one I have here is backpacker / budget traveler. They give the example of backpacking through Europe. This one says, trying to get the most bang for your buck and typically involves staying at hostels, couch surfing, and finding the cheapest transportation and eats. Okay, so backpack, budget traveler, would you be, let's go, we'll start with you. Would you
like the
be
pros
that?
Of this would be, you know, you don't have to save a lot of money
right.
to do this. You can just do it. You can see more for less money.
Right.
And hostels have that community that some people like.
Okay, so that doesn't sound like you.
The cons would be you have to have a very flexible schedule. It's very risky to travel. Some destinations aren't great for this type of, you know, it depends on your safety levels or comfortability. More planning, less personal space. So no.
Okay.
Like right in, like that makes the indigo in me get very, very stressed.
Okay.
So I like my own bed and my own bathroom. Like that's very important to me.
Okay.
So, yeah. Also, I know there's a lot of romanticization of travel and backpacking through Europe, but that honestly means like a lot of bathrooms that aren't clean.
Yeah.
And I'm not cool with that. Like at this point in my age, after 2 kids, like I need bathrooms and I need them to be at some sort of level. I'll just go outside otherwise. Like I can't handle gross bathrooms. Let's just put it that way.
All right. And I will say for this one, in my mind, you're right.
It's mostly the bathrooms.
In my mind, yes, this is one that I would like to do. You know, my favorite, this has been debated. We've been having this war in the house over what my favorite book of all time is.
Oh, right.
You've been claiming it's Catcher in the Rye. I've been saying it's On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Right.
And yeah, in my mind, this is what I want to do. But there's proof and evidence that I cannot handle this. And
oh, my God. You should see, like, these people, like, a hostel. You ever see pictures of a hostel?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
That's not for you.
No,
I'm telling you right now.
Well, what comes to mind was back years ago, before we had kids, I had this grandiose plan that we were going to travel throughout the entire East Coast, New England coast, up through Maine, and then through Maine, go into Canada.
Yeah.
And then from Canada, go to I think it's the farthest point. This was a long time ago that I planned this. Nova Scotia, Cape Breton.
Yes, that's where you
which is like
go.
A tip, and I was going to travel through there. So that was my plan.
Right.
I didn't plan anything out other than the first couple nights in Bar Harbor, Maine, which we did. And then we decided we're going to cross the border into Canada, which we did. And then that's when it all started falling apart.
Yeah, you lost it.
Because I had to change in my money.
Right.
You always like to tell this story. What was that little town? We went to the town of, was it St. John?
Yeah.
We got to St. John.
With the fjords or something?
Yeah, where the tides go down real
tides,
low.
Yeah, the tides, was that it?
They go real high.
I forget. Yeah.
The lowest tides or something, or highest tides. I can't remember. We went whale watching and didn't see a whale.
Coincidentally, that's the place where everybody was gathering. It's the closest point to the Titanic.
Oh.
And so everybody was gathering at that spot to go during the whole the submarine failure and everything. That just random. That's the town.
All right.
If you saw it on the news, that's the town.
That's the town. Okay. And then, you know, we stopped for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And this was like the midday. And, and I went to a deli type lunch and I went to get a Coke.
Yeah.
They didn't have Coke.
Other cultures stress you out a little bit. They're like, sir, we don't have Coke, A, because they're Canadian, so they're very polite. But that's what started.
That started the angst.
You start getting very anxious.
Yeah.
And then it was different money.
Yeah.
And this was before you could go plan things online and stuff. This was early 2000s.
Yeah, and I was going to wing the hotels. And I wasn't a Hilton member then. And, you know,
everything's in French.
Yeah. And then we were like driving through the middle of, it's like, I remember, you know, I don't, it's hard for me to picture things, but I can picture this a little. We're on the highway.
Yeah.
I'm really trying hard to picture this
now.
And there's like thousands and thousands of like trees. I don't know what kind of trees they were, like maybe like spruce trees or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all trees, all woods. And like the hotel is like 2 hours away. And I think, you know, somewhere, and I forgot the name of the city, but, and I'm just like, Megan, we got to turn around.
Yeah, you lost
and
it.
And I lost it. And I just turned the car around on the highway,
yeah,
you know, safely, and drove back. And I think we got back to the border, Maine.
Yes.
Around like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Got like a hotel right on the border.
Right.
And I was like, thank God.
I know. And you just weren't equipped for
it. I wasn't. So the budget traveler, backpacker.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it.
They're more into those types of, yeah, throw me in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I have this thing in my brain that I cannot get rid of. I have to get to that Cape Breton, that point, which we will do. And, but
so
I
maybe
have to,
a trip like a budget backpack traveler that's not for a red.
Yeah.
I think that's more for greens.
Yes.
We're talking greens. About greens, maybe even turquoises.
Yep.
You know, greens don't mind cheap. They like the freedom. They can make small talk with like-minded people. They love to get lost in the world. Turquoises love to share. They like to meet new people. they can quickly adapt. So I would think that's a green turquoise type of thing.
This is kind of a green turquoise.
I think that's the kind of what you're going to see a lot of out there.
Yes. And I am going to make that trip as a red. I'm just going to book the hotels in advance. And now I have to do that trip. It's
all right.
In the back of my mind, I have to do it.
And as an Indigo, I'm like, okay.
You're like, whatever. Like, you don't need to prove anything, but.
Well, Canada's beautiful, and I like to go.
I also want to go climb Mount Washington.
Oh, what?
I haven't told you that yet. Yeah. Because I did that, you know, as a kid. And
where
I
is that?
Is that? That's
you
in
are
New
such,
Hampshire.
We were just talking with the adrenaline junkie. That's you. Like,
yeah.
Why do we have to do that?
Because I want to see if I can still do it.
Is there a bus up there? Like,
you could drive a car up there, but I hiked up there.
Well,
you could take the car.
The kids and I can do it, you think?
You guys can take the car.
Okay.
Well, that actually would be more dangerous.
Yeah,
if you guys
for
the car.
Me?
Yeah. We'll hike it.
I can't go down.
All right. So that's another
okay.
one
right.
that I want to get to.
Can't
All
wait.
Right. I know. All right.
What's your next one? What's
okay,
your next
here
one?
Here we go. Next one is luxury traveler.
Ooh.
Okay, so they put down here 5-star resort in the Turks and Caicos.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling in comfort and style at the nicest hotels, restaurants, and with first class flights.
I'm into that. Pros would be like you have those comfortable living quarters, lots of benefits, pampering. You can travel whenever it's convenient for you. You leave feeling very well rested. The cons would be it's extremely expensive. And less sense of community most people like to keep to themselves. Is this for you?
I'm going to tell you something.
5-star resort, Turks and Caicos?
No.
I know. It's not.
It's
I know.
Not for me. I know it's more for you. You would love that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like
most people would.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, most people would.
Right.
You know, you'd be there whining, dining, whatever, laying out, getting a massage.
Yeah, the massage.
The massages,
yeah.
All that stuff. Here's the thing for me. No. This is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And you know this is going to happen. You probably can't even write it. You could even say it for me. We'd get to the lounge chairs.
Yeah.
We'd be perfect, like perfect view
yeah.
of the pool, the beach. We'd all be lined up in our lounge chairs.
Yeah.
A guy would come over, bring us a mojito or whatever. And I'd get up at a lounge chair.
You can't sit.
And I'd get to check on something. And then I would
yeah.
get up again. And
right.
then I would go over there. And I couldn't
and
sit
like,
there.
And we're leaving the resort. There's a hike over here.
Yeah.
There's a park here. Let's go. I'm like, Scott, we can't leave the resort.
And I, yeah, no. And you'd be want, and I know for you and the girls, it would just be like,
oh, yeah.
Laying there from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, maybe you take a little quick dip in the pool.
Yeah.
Maybe jump in the beach, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And jump in the ocean, sorry.
Right.
And, you know, you're there till like 7 o'clock at night, and then you have like your dinner. Where me, I'd be freaking out. I couldn't do it.
Well, again, this might not be for reds. It might not be for greens, though,
right.
either. I mean, people can get bored with being pampered.
Yeah.
So I consider this trip is more for like the pink auras. They
okay.
love to be pampered. They're not into cooking. They don't want hassle. They don't mind feeling extra. They don't. That's the other thing. You have to be okay with being served. Some people get very, you get uncomfortable.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. A lot of blues do too. If I have enough, I have to have enough money to tip. Then I don't feel bad getting served
right.
if I tip. But a lot of people are very, I can do it myself. You don't have to do that for me. I got it. Like they can be, you can just feel awkward all day long. If you're blue and sometimes if you're an indigo, you can't get over that. You know, reds, they're like, you don't want anybody to serve you, even though that's their job. Like you don't want to do that. So Pinks don't mind it.
Right.
Pinks don't mind. So you have to be okay with that. And it's total escapism. It's like, this is not the real world. And it's not trying to be. I also think, like, purples might like this. And honestly, like, indigos. I think, like, purples and indigos would like this, too. Just because it feels like a real vacation. Purples like to spend money without feeling guilty about it. These places make it very easy to do that. Usually you just spend it all on a card and you don't get the statement till the end,
which
is great for purples. Cause they're like, it's not real money. And then the last day you're like, oh my goodness. Like what just happened? But like, if you're purple, you can push that away until the last minute. And indigos are like, yeah, relaxing. They don't get bored with being doing the same thing all day.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This would be actually my least, I don't know if this is going to come up my least one because I haven't looked at the other ones yet, but this would not be for me.
Yeah.
This is just out of the question. I would hate it. I mean, maybe if there was like a side snorkel trip I can do or something while you guys were doing that.
If they had excursions. You might be able to. You feel like a poser when you go on vacations like these, I noticed. Not that we've been on a 5-star resort vacation, but I feel like you would feel like a poser.
Yeah. Well, I even made a proclamation.
Excuse me, where was I for this?
Yeah, that I'm not going. Yeah, I don't like the islands. I don't like the islands.
Me and the kids. Okay, yeah.
I don't like all these
islands.
So
we're in Florida, so we are not far from the Bahamas.
Right. Yeah.
We're not far from all these like awesome, beautiful places. Yeah. It's actually not hard for us to get there.
St. Kitts, St. Martin.
There's like ferries and stuff like that. Like it's not hard for us to get there. Scott here is like, they're too hot. What's there to see? What's another beach? And Bree and I are like, what? Bree and I are like, why doesn't he like anything? Like, why doesn't he
like
Alaska. Anything?
Alaska. I'm going to Alaska. Yeah.
All right.
Quick break. We'll do a couple more.
Hair. It's a lot. Am I right? You know, whether you're fine, medium, or thick, Way is just your type. No matter what your hair needs, volume, shine, hydration, their shampoos and conditioners are made to give your strands exactly what they need, helping you with multiple hair concerns to get you on your way to good hair days every single day. I love Way products because they're so thoughtful. I've use basically everything. And then I actually added a new Way product to my routine. It's their super dry shampoo. This stuff works. I actually used it today because I was like, man, I don't want to wash my hair today. I just don't feel like it. So I used the super dry shampoo. Holy cow, you guys. It looks like I washed my hair. Okay. Like that's just me. I can't always be washing my hair sometimes, but this is a solution. And it works, and I get to nourish my hair every day and keep it looking its best with their shampoo and conditioner and their hair serum. And you can too. So get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to theway, theouai.com, and use code AURA for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway, theouai.com, code AURA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. All right. So the third one, to see if this one fits you, is the group tour / cruise traveler.
Okay.
And they recommend an Alaskan cruise.
I put that in there.
Oh, you did that.
They just put like any cruise.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you put Alaskan.
Or like those group bus trips.
Yeah.
You know, like you can go on the bus trips and they take you to different places. They can do a bus trip around Europe or anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. It says joining group / bus tour will help you see multiple destinations on one trip.
So the pros is like, the pros are you don't have to worry about your planning day to day. You can meet and bond with other travelers from all over the world. You make lifelong friends. You get to see a lot in a short amount of time. Cons is it's go, go, go. You're not really going to be sleeping in. Activities are already set, so there's a lot less flexibility. And you might not get to see everything you want simply because of time and other people's constraints and just you're traveling as a group. So it's not about you. All right. So what do you think? We just did an Alaskan cruise with family.
Yeah, we just did one.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. And I know this is an episode I feel I'm going to get in trouble a lot. You know, first for the hair, for the greens.
This episode is if I had my druthers.
Okay.
Which means if you did whatever you wanted, we're not judging anybody at home too.
Okay.
You're not a brat if you do or don't want to do something.
Okay.
This is our hypothetical collective fantasy travel episode.
All right.
So go ahead.
All right. I love the Alaskan cruise.
It depends on the destination
yes,
for you.
For me, it's a destination. I absolutely love the Alaska cruise. And I'll tell you why. compared to...
I love how this always becomes about what Scott likes.
Right. Compared to the Caribbean cruises.
And then I have to be like, well, these other people may or may not like it. But keep going.
Because I can't stand the Caribbean cruises. I just don't like them. I know we're from Fort Lauderdale.
God, you
from
you our, do sound bratty.
That's what I'm saying. I can't win on this one. I know I'm going to sound bad.
Right. It's very cheap to travel here.
Yeah.
Because like, the cruises are right here.
Right. It's right there. The cruise port's like 40 minutes from our house.
A lot of people don't like cruises. They're not good for the environment.
No, I know.
They're also just like a lot of people.
Yeah. But here's the thing with the Alaskan cruise. This is why I like it. Because, yes, I feel it's less people.
Mm-hmm.
The great part – this is the real great part about it. I am a social distancer, sorry. And when you're on an Alaskan cruise, you have days at sea like any other cruise. But the deck with the pool and the hot tub mm-hmm. and like the pool bar and all that is empty.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's like 55 degrees, you know – temperature outside.
Yeah.
55, 60 degrees. So everybody there. And if someone is there, they're in a coat, you know, usually a jacket or a sweatshirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. When you go like, you know, on the Caribbean cruise, the whole deck is like packed with people. Everyone's Jumanji and the bars are packed and everything. And I just don't like it.
It's naked and crowded.
Yes.
That is true.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of fight your way for a drink or a hot dog or anything.
Right.
That's 100% true.
And I love this. And again, it's the destination for me with the Alaskan cruise. Because like the whole time you see mountains as you're going through and your beautiful scenery. You know, the Caribbean, it's like ocean and then islands.
Okay. But there's other, like the bus tours.
Yeah.
That I think you'd hate that too because... well, you know, I'm going to tell you something about the bus tours. I feel like a sardine in a coffin. I get really, claustrophobic on buses. So I don't, for me, this is too many people.
Okay.
The cruise I'm better on.
Okay.
But cruises too, like I just noticed in myself, I won't fight for things. I'm not competitive. Like the buffet line, I can't do that. It's too stressful. I can't eat and fight people off either. Like, it's too stressful. It's just, I can't handle it. But I feel like group tours in any capacity are good for yellows because they love the organization of it. They feel like they're getting their dollars worth. It's go, go, go. They know what to expect ahead of time. So it gives them relaxation that way. And I think it's good for blues. Blues don't mind the camaraderie. You can bring family members with you. You don't worry about the day-to-day falling on them to plan it in case, oh my God, I planned something and it went south and now it's my fault. It's not on them as much. No pressure in the moment to plan, and they can kind of be in the moment, watch everybody else enjoy themselves. So I would say like yellows and blues, like the group tour. But it depends on the tour, because a lot of people these days are going on smaller group tours mm-hmm. that are kind of like science expedition based. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of Antarctica tours. There's a lot of Galapagos. Like there's a lot of different like tours. So it depends on the we'll keep this one to the big tours.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely see the yellows because like especially with the cruise.
Oh,
very
yeah.
organized. It is so yellowed out.
Oh, my God.
From like they give you a schedule every day. I mean, I'm assuming some of our listeners have been on cruises and every single activity, every single.
Yeah.
You know, date and time is all mapped out for you.
The same thing with the bus tours. Yeah. If you ever go on one of those, it's always mapped out. If you ever went on like a school trip to like New York City school trip, you know, if you went with your school or you were whatever, you chaperoned, it's the same thing. It's kind of like very to the minute.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of time to spend in places either.
I mean, I do also like, I think you mentioned, you don't have to worry about like the day to day, like, or I think you mentioned the, you get to a lot of spots quickly that you couldn't get to.
That part's good.
That part's really good, especially with the Alaskan cruise.
You get to see a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Not so much with the Caribbean cruise. But
we got to get them to be a sponsor.
You know what would be real cool?
That's what you got to get, the Alaskan cruise.
To be a celebrity. Sponsor. Are you listening? Celebrity. You know,
you like are basically selling it.
Celebrity cruises.
All right.
Call me. All right. You know what? You know what would be a lot of fun?
What?
A Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family cruise.
Stop. I thought about it.
That would have to be in the Caribbean.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to be. Oh, yeah. Poor you. Can you handle it?
I don't think I could.
You'd
But I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And there's probably a couple yellows that are going to reach out to me and want to plan this.
That'd be so much fun. We could all put like the rainbow magnets on our doors or something. Like Know Your Aura magnets on our doors.
Just don't put upside down pineapples.
Then you get different visitors.
That's a whole nother Jumanji.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast. Okay. All right. Next one, we have the private tour / travel agent traveler.
Ooh.
Okay. And then you have examples of a personal boat trip on a like a Zodiac boat to the Galapagos Islands.
I mean, this is like you
These are like your private.
Yeah, like you get off jets. the plane, you know, your private jets. You get out and a personal driver meets you in Paris and gives you a personal tour of Paris for a few days, like that kind of thing. I mean, this is money. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's good because you pick what you want to do. You let them figure out the logistics. I mean, the pros would be it's a customized trip. You decide exactly where you want to go. They take you. It's good for smaller groups or just a couple or just yourself. You don't have to worry about transportation. You don't have to worry about being in another country and being like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do here. I don't know how to get around. You don't have to worry about that. Cons would be it's very expensive. You don't meet new people. You stay with who you came with. So it's, you're not really immersed that way. And you have to decide what you're doing before you go for the most part.
Okay.
So what do you think about this?
I love this one.
Yeah.
This
one, I can see that.
This is for me, you know, I love it because it's your own private thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, some of the, like the other tours, like when we did a couple of the tours in Alaska, they're group tours and you go like, I think I talked about this last week in like a kayaking. Let's say you do like 6-7 other kayaks. I want to be the only kayak out there. I don't care if the guy, like a guide's with me.
Yeah.
To like help me because I don't know
the
area.
You get there because you don't know the area. There,
right. But, I go off on my own on those. Like I try to sneak off.
So that would let you do that.
That would let me do that.
Right.
You know, I've always actually never done it, but I would like to like just rent a private boat in the Keys and have them.
Yeah, you always want to do that. It's not even that much money.
No, it isn't that much money.
It's not even that bad. There's just people with boats are like, here, a couple hundred bucks and they take you wherever.
Yeah, give me a pack of gum and some beer.
Yeah, they're
some cigarettes.
It is Florida.
Yeah. You know, maybe a new eye patch and
a new eye patch.
and I'll take you. Where do you want to go? And they'll send you right out. You know, they'll throw you out there in the middle of the ocean. There'll be sharks all over the place.
Oh, yeah. No, but that's true. Yeah. You can do that, too.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the kids to get a little bit older. I haven't told them this yet.
Oh, okay.
So then they could snorkel.
Yes.
And not be shark bait. And
it'd be a little bigger.
Yeah, so I do want to do... Yeah, so something like that would really... Like, actually, they had a tour in Victoria to whale watch on a Zodiac boat, but it was sold out.
I know.
And
those really are like, wanted to do that.
I wanted to do that because you wouldn't have that many people on the boat. But
that was cool.
I turned down the big whale watching boat because they're like, what are you going to whale watch with 300 people and you're going to see like a tail?
Yeah,
like,
you hear that.
Oh, there's a whale's tail.
I know. That's what happens on those.
Yeah, here's a cup of cocoa. Okay. All right. So,
that's true.
Yeah. So the private tour for me. That's for me. Yeah.
Okay. So I figured this one, Reds. Reds would like this one because they're not in charge of the minutia, but Reds don't like minutia. Like yellow auras like minutia. So Reds don't like minutia. They're like, hey, I want to go here. You figure out how that's going to happen. Like that. So they can feel control in a place that's foreign to them. So that type of trip provides you that. And I think Indigos would like this too because you don't have to meet a ton of people. And you don't have to, like, talk to a lot of people.
It's true.
And you can just go somewhere and figure out, like, if you travel somewhere that's foreign to you, what do you have to do? Hey, you know, how do I get here? Hi, what's this? Hey, what do I do? Hey, where did... You have to talk. You do have to talk to people.
Yeah.
And I think, like, this trip, you don't have to. Yeah. So it's just, you know.
It's weird. I don't mind talking to the people.
No, you love talking to people.
On the journey to the place,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, like some usually you have to take like a bus or something to get to your destination. But then once I get to the destination, I want to talk to you about it.
The kids and I, so this is funny. On the cruise, I came up with something. I called it ship famous.
Yes.
Like you can be ship famous. Now, if you've ever been on a cruise, what happens is you're on there so long, eventually people are like ship famous. Like, oh my God, the cruise director. Okay. She's ship famous. Like she said hi to me. And I was like, oh, my God, the cruise director just said hi to me. Like, oh, my God. Like, but then there's other people that are ship famous, like somebody that, I don't know, they won at game night, and you know them, or they were, like, the good dancer during Silent Disco. Yeah. And you're like, you're the dancer that everybody was clapping around. So they were ship famous.
Sure.
So me and the kids were joking that you were ship famous because you were making enemies on the ship.
I was ship famous.
You were ship famous.
For making enemies.
Because you made enemies.
How many enemies did I make?
So we were at, this is off topic, but we were, we did the trivia game.
Right.
So we did a trivia game. So all of us, like your parents, the kids, and me and you, we all did a trivia game. And it was very laid back. Maybe 50 people were doing it. And our team, we called ourselves the Fire Starters. And what happened was... is there was some sort of agreement nobody was going to Google the answers to just general trivia. Well, you have your phone out in the front flipping row And you're like, oh, let me just, that's World War II, 1968. Like, you were just, all your answers were like Googled.
Right.
And we won.
Sure.
And like, you and your mom are like, we won. And it's okay. Like, oh my God, everybody okay. knows we cheated. No, but listen. So the guy was like, okay, the fire starters won. And we right. were like, yay, we won. And the people behind me. Uh-huh. We're like, you Googled everything. Now, I am indigo and extremely non-confrontational, and I was getting really stressed out because they were like, you Googled everything. That's why you won. And then I was like, oh, my God, they're going to chase us off the ship. They hate Scott. And then the trivia guy was like, oh, you won ice cream upstairs, which, by the way, is free for everyone.
Yeah,
that's free. That's like a joke prize. And then the people behind you were like, it serves you right. And I was so scared. Okay. And I kept seeing them, and they knew you. It was one, that was one yeah, of your seven
lot.
Enemies.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
So, anyways, we you well, were ship famous. So on these group,
I was ship famous ship, for being hated.
Ship famous
for being hated. Okay. I mean, let me just put this in perspective here. Why I did do the Google and cheat?
You cheated.
And I will tell you why. Because the game was being run by Wagner from Argentina, who was pretending to be Borat. Okay, he's from Argentina, and he kept going, what is that, Borat?
Yeah,
he's doing
he
the
was
Borat
trying to
voice.
Do the Borat accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's who was running the game.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
and one of the questions was, like, how do you spell
really
my name?
You really pissed off the yellows behind
I know.
You.
All right.
All right.
Fine. All right. All right. Let's take a quick break.
My three kitties, Binks, Rocky, and Dusty, even if I wanted to go back to feeding them dry kibble, they wouldn't let me. Because that's how good Smalls cat food is. I upgraded my cat food game with Smalls. I mean, I was always feeding them the same thing every day, but cats want variety in their diet, just like we do. Well, this podcast is sponsored by Smalls. And if you're a listener of the show, you know that my cats can't live without it. I've talked about this. Smalls cat food is a protein-packed recipe made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your own fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. My cats gather around the fridge and look at me and meow. That is how much they love their Smalls cat food. They have, I've seen shinier coats, less smelly kitty litters, happier babies, more content purrs. They just seem happy when they're eating this versus how I used to see them for years feeding them dry kibble. I actually feel bad about it now. And their favorite, they really love the ground beef, but there's so many different flavors. So here's the deal. Smalls is the food I give to my cat. So if you want to give it a try and ditch kibble forever, head to smalls.com/KYA and use promo code KYA at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code KYA for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code KYA for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. All right. So number five, and hopefully you're figuring out which one fits you
by
now.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so.
That's our goal here.
Luxury traveler. We're all like, we'll just do that one.
Yeah. Everybody's on luxury travel except for me.
Like all the MMSF are like, we'll do that. Or we'll do a group tour together.
Yeah. Petro Hanchar would be for luxury travel. All right.
He'd be like the special masseuse at the resort.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Petro Hanchar would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You stayed up late. Petro Hanchar stayed up late night at the silent disco and on the celebrity solstice. All right. If you ever done a silent disco, if you haven't done it, I recommend it. All right. Here we go. Adventure action traveler. Hiking a section of the Appalachian Trail is what you put down. Maybe a 5-day excursion.
Yeah.
I think you've talked about like doing the bottom rim or the bottom floor of the Grand Canyon for camping out there.
Right.
This is for the thrill seekers who are up for adventure. And a lot of the times involves hiking, backpacking, major kayaking adventures, canoeing, all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. Like it's like a bunch of days and whatnot together.
Yeah. It's not
Pros would be you visit places, hikes, and areas that the majority of people don't visit because they're not accessible. You challenge yourself. You earn what you see. Like, not a lot of people see this vista from this mountaintop, but you sweated enough to get up here. You get a greater appreciation of a place. You really feel like you merged with it. Cons would be you're going to need a vacation after your vacation. The destinations are difficult to get to, and they can be very weather dependent. Like, you might have to do this in the rain or the heat or whatever. So, so what do you think about that?
I mean, this is what I want. I do want to be
You want to be this guy.
I so badly want to be this.
I know you want to be this guy.
Maybe this one would actually fit better than even that first one, the okay. budget one. I think this is one.
This is who you want to be.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is like who I want to be. Whether Aww. Or not I could do it, I don't know. I mean, I remember earlier in the summer we were in Georgia.
Yeah.
And we were at a restaurant and our waiter, who obviously was just doing the waiting in between hikes.
Yes.
His name was Chris, had done the entire Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
He hiked it because the Appalachian Trail starts in Georgia about an hour from where we were from, and it goes all the way to Maine. And he did the whole thing, and you should have seen, you know, every time he came over, yeah. I had like 100 questions
Your
for him.
Your face just lit up.
Lit up. I'm yeah. like asking this guy all sorts of questions. Bree's saying I got a crush on him. You know, everyone thinks I'm going to take him home with us
you
to the cabin.
Romance. Right. Well, he was so, so cool. He's just this little green guy. He did it.
I know. And, you know, I had a couple hikes planned for the next day for us in Georgia. I mean, sorry, in Helen, Georgia, a couple easy trails.
In Unicoi State Park.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. And then he's telling me this part of the hike of on the Appalachian Trail that you can do is just really like a hidden gem. Just north of Helen, which nobody really knows about.
Yeah.
But that's the trail you want to do. And he's like telling me the mile marker to get off the road. And he's like, go down like this dark pathway
yeah.
and make a right.
Yeah.
Then turn left at the old garbage can.
Yeah, it's a lot of like northwest, east, west.
Yeah.
So,
like, and I'm like sitting there like, yes, like, I want to do it. And like, and I'm like, yes, that's what I want to do. But so this is what I kind of want to be, but I'm just not.
Well, I think if you had maybe a crew of peers.
Yeah.
That. Could like remember we're in Fantasyland today.
Fantasy
so like
land.
Let's say you had a crew of peers who were like, "Hey, we'll help you.
Right.
We're gonna do it together. We'll help you. We'll show you the ropes." You know. Then maybe you
then I could.
You'd feel more comfortable doing it. Yeah, I would say like Reds would like this because it's athletic, it's challenging, it's independent, it's their own ideas. Again, like feeling like you earned something is a really cool part of a travel experience for a Red Aura. But Greens too. I think Greens love this. Obviously, they love to get lost in the wilderness. Time is theirs to decide how to spend it so they can focus longer on different spots or not. Like Greens will just settle into a place and really get comfortable there, and they can do that on trips like this. They can really investigate how to get up a mountain in their own way or how to do a hike in their own way. So I would say like Reds and Greens, this is, but I can see Yellows doing. Yellows can get it together athletically if they're so inclined, let's put it.
So this is not so much for the, what about the turquoise? With the turquoise?
I can see a turquoise doing this.
Yeah. Pink, no.
One day, like they might be your hiking partner, the turquoise, and then you roll over and they're gone. And they just like, and you're like, where'd you go? And they're just like, where'd you go?
Yeah.
You know, like, and you're like, where'd they go? You know, because turquoises might just like disappear on you a little bit. But
pink's not so much.
I don't think a pink. They could, but they don't want to.
They don't want to. Purples, maybe, depending on the
purple,
type of purple.
Maybe a day or two. And then they're like, you know, I did it.
Get me out of this canyon.
Yeah.
I want out of the canyon.
Yeah, purple might be more apt to do it if they're going through some crazy life crisis. I can see a purple doing this.
Yeah.
What's that book where everybody copycats the book where her mom died and then she hiked the Appalachian Trail and Reese Witherspoon played her in a movie. Anyways, that I can see like a lot of purples being like, I'm going through a life crisis, so I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have to be motivated by drama.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I know like day one, it turns night, some mosquitoes come out. And I'm like,
the bugs are going to get you.
Get me back to the Hilton.
You're not scared of anything except the bugs.
I hate the bugs. Yeah, no, I'd love to see a bear. But all right, here we go. Last one. Slow, long-term traveler.
Okay.
So this would be, let's say you're doing a long-term rental in another country or wherever, like Ireland, let's say. You're going to stay in that destination for an extended period of time, let's say 3 months, 6 months, maybe even a year.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think?
So the pros would be you get to really dive into the local culture. You become a local. You can go at a more relaxed pace. You don't feel rushed all the time. You get a chance to explore the hidden gems of an area. Cons would be you need a flexible job to kind of do this and obviously finances to do something like this. You won't have your friends or community around. You could get homesick. And experiencing different cultures for a short period can be really eye-opening. But over time, you might just be like, hey, wait a second. This isn't fun anymore. I'm just as annoyed as I am when I live where I'm from. You know, like all of a sudden the magic can disappear on you if you stay somewhere a long time. I think blues and indigos are most would be most attracted to this.
Okay.
You know, they can really explore something at their own pace and get to build a community, friendships. They can build a life somewhere and really feel integrated within it. I mean, that's kind of what I, what do you think? Is this your thing?
No, I don't think this would be, I mean, I could see like for a month, maybe okay. like hanging out in a place for a month.
Like in the summer or something.
Like in the summer just to escape maybe the heat here. But
yeah,
anything longer, like this trip we went, I think we were gone for about 2 weeks and I was starting to get a little antsy.
We're getting homesick, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of want to get home because like, you know, then I start thinking like, oh, crap, I didn't pay that bill.
Right, that is true.
Or is the air conditioned okay?
Yeah, that's
So I start thinking like those things.
That's homeowner problems though.
Like homeowner problems.
Yeah, what if you didn't have those problems?
Oh, right, because we're not
We're not doing 3D stuff.
Right. I mean, I guess, you know, yeah, maybe a couple. I don't know. I would have to really like the place.
You have to be okay with having a new routine somewhere.
Yeah.
And ditching your old routine.
Yeah.
And then it'd be interesting to see, do I make the same routine in the new spot? Or did I make a new routine?
Oh, I would make the same routine
you
in the
would.
New spot.
You'd find the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, find
Ireland.
The YMCA. Yeah. I'd be like, where is your YMCA?
Donde está YMCA? You're in Ireland, sir.
Could you do that in French? See if you could really impress us.
Oh. Ooh, a YMCA.
Oh, okay.
Babble.
Babble. Wow, okay.
/ Aura, thank you.
Yeah, where's your bagel shop, you know, so that's what would happen to me. I couldn't do it I couldn't do it in a foreign country. There's no way. I could probably do it in the state next to us.
Okay.
That's right. So like just in case, like Georgia.
I can see Greens being okay at this. I have to throw, I'm going to throw a green thing in there. I think Greens could do it. They're not as stressed out by not knowing a language as other people sometimes and stuff. If there's different languages or cultural things involved. I mean, you really do notice when you travel, like just the nuances in culture and the nuances in how people be. It can throw you off. It can be comforting for some people. Yeah. It can be stressful for other people. I find it comforting, but.
Yeah. No, I actually do like that part because like usually I'll try to find like a cabin or a house somewhere. And and then I do like to go like to the local places like their grocery stores and like check out. That kind of stuff.
I like.
I do kind of like that.
I like to watch the local news.
You love the local news.
I love local news.
Yeah, you love the local news. So we like to watch that.
Yeah.
But I think definitely for the summer here. Yes, I would love like if we could possibly make it so like we could get away for the 2 months during the summer.
Yeah.
Like if we can get like July and August, like when the kids are off and find a cooler spot, I'd be into that. But after that, I think I'm out.
All right.
6 months would be too much for me. Yeah,
so that's the six types of travel. We want to hear what suits you and why in our hypothetical fantasy universe.
We can put that as a post in the Facebook.
That's a good idea. But we have to go into something.
All right. We have found a magical place.
Yes.
If you need a place to put your green,
right.
Meaning your green man. Mostly, right? This is for green
men. This is for green men. This is for green women. I met both on this trip.
Yeah,
or if you're green.
Yes. But I don't think they allow women anymore. Oh. They used to.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So let's preface it.
All right. Let's go. We'll do overtime here. There's nothing really bad here, but we'll go overtime.
Overtime.
You can go now if you want to.
Bye.
See ya. Or you can stay.
Or all stay. Right.
The place for the green. Skagway.
Skagway, Alaska.
Glacier Point.
If you're green or you know a green and you're feeling lost... I know where to stick you. It's Skagway.
We're going to put
Glacier
you at Skagway.
Point.
Yes.
Look it up.
Yes. So on our trip, again, Alaska, you guys are
Alaska.
Sick of this. They're sick of this.
There
right.
We are again.
All right. Where we are. There they are, the Alaskans. Okay, great.
We promise not to talk about it anymore.
Great. You went to Alaska. Hey.
We won't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, this is it. Okay, the last segment. Okay, so anyway, I do have to say this. 10 years ago, being a Red, this makes total sense now to me. We went on the same ship, same cruise.
Same thing.
Celebrity Souls. Same
family members. Same
exact stops.
Same
blah, blah,
thing.
Blah. And we took the... Our favorite tour back then was this Glacier Point tour in Skagway. And they take you on about an hour boat ride out of Skagway and to the deserted island. It's an island to see the Davidson Glacier.
Yes.
And then you get to the island, then you got to take a canoe, you got to take a bus to the canoe and to finally get there.
Yeah, so it's like bus, hike, canoe.
And it's just like an incredible tour.
So... flipping cool.
Amazing. And I just, and again, we did this 10 years ago. And I just want to say this, and then we'll talk about the greens on the island. But in the 10 years, the and I don't want to depress anybody, but the area had changed so much.
That's crazy.
10 years ago, yeah. We were walking on the Davison Glacier.
You could actually walk on the glacier.
Walk on it.
I have pictures. Pictures of us.
Yeah. And you take this canoe ride, and there's these massive chunks of ice all around you.
Yeah.
And of course, me, I'm putting my hand in 10 years ago into the water and pulling out ice chunks.
Yeah, they told you could. Yeah, they're like, it's cold.
Did they say you could?
Yeah, they said you
could. Oh, they did? Okay, yeah. I thought that was like, I was doing that rebellious, but all right.
All right, fine. I think you'd like it better if you were.
So I'm like, all right, so we booked this tour again, and the tour guide, Sarah, you know, on the dock before we even got on the boat, mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I can't wait to walk on the glacier again. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're not going to be walking on any glacier today.
She was green.
Yeah, she was green.
Green blue.
Green blue. And I'm like, did they make some rule that you can't, you know, did government step in here?
Yeah.
Like, they don't want you to get your footprints on it or whatever.
Right.
And so I'm like, why? Why? They come up with some regulation or not? She's like, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist there.
Yeah.
That part. It still exists, but not where
not
you can
there.
Walk on it.
Yeah. It receded.
It receded.
Up the mountain.
So, you can't do that. And that was kind of eye-opening, and the kids were making fun of me because like, all I kept saying was,
no, like,
10 years
literally
ago, 10
every
years
10 minutes to any green person on the island, you're like, you know, 10 years ago I walked on the glacier, and they were like, whoa, because they're all like 20s,
yeah,
and they weren't like 10 years ago, they didn't, yeah, you know, they were like 12,
but so. They all thought I was like the coolest.
They're like, whoa, yeah. Look, they're green, so they were like, you got pictures,
yeah,
like, can I see that, it's so cool, it's crazy, just because like it's and what we learned is it recedes naturally. It's
right.
just receding
just
at a rate
yeah, fast.
That's so much faster than it's supposed to be because of global warming. So it was just kind of a bummer, but it was really
beautiful
to go there. But yeah, so this island is crazy.
Yes.
Because what happens is it is the tour company has to put people there to live.
Yes.
Like 7 days a week, no electricity, cabins, primal living conditions. There's like
bears all over.
There's bears everywhere. They don't even have showers, like nothing. And they have to be there to welcome the tours.
Yeah.
And the tours come in, like maybe they do 2 or 3 tours a day.
Yep.
Every day.
Sure.
And that's their job. And they're all flipping green.
Green.
These
Everybody.
People are so like green, like off the grid green. Yep. Like these people are, they're making their own jam. They know what they're telling you, like, they're all excited about it too. Like, this is, this type of rock. And here, if you look at this granite, you look at that, you know, and this type of plant, and this is what this plant does. And this is all the medicinal plants and what they do. I mean, they are living without showers, but in like their bliss, man. And that is, they're like happy greens.
Yeah. Now our
they're so happy.
Our guide, you know, Caleb, he gets on the bus. He's got a big knife like attached to his belt.
Bear spray.
He's got the bear spray. He's got the Alaskan beard
they all
going.
Beards.
Yeah, and he's like, this morning I saw a bear and I chased it with my ATV.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
He showed us a video.
He showed us a video of it.
Scott's like, oh, I want to be you. And we're like, me and the kids are like, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, we hold you back, dude.
But
there's no showers. PGW.
Yeah, it's a true green paradise. Now, 10 years ago, that's what I said like 100 times, the kids were making fun of me.
It was literally every 10 minutes.
Years ago, they let green guys and green women on the island.
Yeah.
But then
Which you 10 years ago mentioned.
Yeah.
You were like, I
don't know about this.
You're like, I don't think this, you're red. And you're always a protective Jude.
Yeah.
And you kind of just happen to see things coming.
Yes.
So I thought it was interesting because 10 years ago there was like 2 girls on the island with all these boys. And now they were like, oh no, it's just the boys on the island. Just the boys, only boys.
Yep.
And you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because
we were talking to one of the girls
10
years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, she was like, it was almost like a culty type talk she was talking.
Yeah.
And I was like really kind of nervous for her, like, being on that island alone.
She's young.
Yeah, she's young with all
20.
These, you know, green guys with knives and everything.
Well, you don't know. You know, not that it's inherent a green thing.
No,
it's more just.
No, just guys on an island.
As a girl dad, you're like, what? You can't live there.
Yeah. You can't live there. Like, come
like,
on.
That's it. We don't have to talk about why.
Taking you back to Skagway.
Yeah.
Which is like 850 people. But it is. So anyway, total green thing. But here's the best part of the trip. So on the way back, Sarah, the tour guide, she's green and blue. And, you know, you figure the end of the tour, like, let's just relax, whatever.
Right.
But she asked the question. And here's the question she asked. She wanted to know what everyone did for a living. Mm-hmm. And there I am just laughing.
Because she was compiling a list right. Of the weirdest jobs that she's ever heard of on the tour. And so far, nobody's beat clown.
Right. So she goes, right now, the winner is clown. And I'm like, and I'm just like shouting under my breath, you know how I am. Like, we're going to beat you. We got this beat. Because they're going around. First guy works for the paint company. You know, the second guy's an electrician.
Yeah.
But like normal, everything's pretty normal.
Yeah.
And then they get to us. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win. And there's Mystic Michaela. And, you know, we just want to keep a – I know you want to keep a low profile. You're Indigo. You just want to do the tour and get out of there.
Well, I don't want – it's not that. It's more like I don't want to –
bring attention.
I don't like to be center. Everybody's having a nice time.
You don't want to start reading the entire boat.
No, it's not that. It's more just like I don't want people to think I'm like, hi guys, I win. You know, like that kind of thing. Or I'm attention seeking. I don't want to look like I'm attention seeking.
But you're not.
I don't want to look like that. I have issues.
You got your cap on. You got your large jacket on. There's like a little face coming out. You can barely see your face.
So cold.
There's like nothing there. Okay. So she comes over and then you of course say, you know, Mystic Michaela or whatever. I don't remember what you told her. I'm an aura reader, podcast host, author. I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh my God. And then the whole other boat, you know, everyone on the boat face like just turns around to look. And everyone's all of a sudden everyone's interested.
Yeah.
And then of course you got to tell her the colors. Yeah. So she's green, blue. She's very sweet, by the way.
She loved it.
She loved it.
She already knew her color. She's like, I knew that. That's my favorite color.
Yeah. She took a picture of my shirt because I had my Know Your Aura shirt on. Right. Said she'd listen to the podcast. And then everyone else in the boat is also like, oh my God. What's my colors?
Yeah, of course. The whole thing. So, right, which is fine.
If you ever do go on this tour, and Sarah is your tour guide, I'm assuming we're going to be the number one on the list.
I would assume.
Yeah.
We won. Yeah.
Because I think she put it on her list. Yeah.
We got added to the list.
So right now, there's a tour going on in Alaska to Glacier Point, and there's Sarah reading the odd jobs and Mystic Michaela is on it.
She's like, I had an aura reader. And everyone's like, what's an aura?
Yeah.
No one ever knows what it is.
All the green guys are like, okay.
They're like, whatever.
The
there was one girl. She was so sweet. You could tell she was like.
I know.
She was very into theater. And she's like, oh. And she's like turquoise purple. Oh. And she was like very.
Did she ask her color?
She didn't. Oh. I should have. She didn't, but I could tell.
She's turquoise purple.
Yeah. You know, she's turquoise purple. She's just like very.
All right. If she
artistic.
Reaches out, if she listens to the podcast, if she follows you.
You're turquoise purple.
We'll get you a turquoise purple. She was. It was funny because she was doing a play. This is the funniest part. She was practicing a play that my dad, like a really obscure Broadway called Urine Town, where you had to like pay money to go to the bathroom.
That's the premise of the whole musical.
And you missed that one. You got lucky. Out of it. But my dad thought this was the greatest play of all time. It's called Urine Town. And I had to sit through it. And she started singing the songs from it. And like, I don't think she expected anyone to know that. But there I am. And I started singing the song. And they were like, she was like shocked.
See, you like the group tour.
Yeah. I like it on the parts where you're not in the environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like that because the boat ride, everyone's kind of friends at the end or whatever.
Yeah, that part I like. And in the beginning, I like making friends. And then in the middle, I just want to be on my own.
Right.
And then we can come back and talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty specific. But
Very specific. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
All right, so that's our travel episode. We want to hear about your travel aura and what type of categories you fall into and what your hypothetical travel dreams are. Come on, bring it. Bring it. We want to hear it. This podcast is for you and about you, and we're so glad you spent some time with us today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.